Welcome to Your Career Podcast, the podcast that helps to ensure your career success. To start getting on track with your career, download my free career goals calendar from thecareersacademy.online. My goals calendar includes a SMART goals template and a weekly tasks sheet that will ensure step by step you get closer to reaching your career goals. So download my goals calendar today at thecareersacademy.online. Now on with the show.
What are you buying when you engage in a PR campaign? What you're buying is increased credibility for your brand and increased trust and an increased perception of what your brand is all about. And what does this lead to? It leads to doors opening, new opportunities, leads coming in, and inevitably the growth of your business. It leads to you being seen as the thought leader in your space. It leads to you being the one asked to speak at conferences, because you're the one that's in the media all the time, stamping your ground as a thought leader.
Hi, it's great to have you on Your Career Podcast. I'm Jane Jackson, and thank you for listening. If you're a new listener, why not subscribe to this podcast so you're the first to listen to each new episode that'll provide inspiration in your career? Just go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio if you use an Android device and click subscribe. I've also a free Kickstart Your Career audio course that you can find on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Jane Career Coach. See you there.
Welcome to Jane Jackson Careers, a podcast that takes your career to the next level. Here's your host, Jane Jackson, author of Amazon Careers bestseller, Navigating Career Crossroads.
So welcome back to my careers podcast, where I interview fascinating professionals who've made amazing career changes. Now, today, I'm very lucky because I have Sydney's PR guru, Monica Rosenfeld, on the show, and she's going to be telling us all about her early days in her career and how she became this PR professional. So let me tell you a little bit about Monica. She has been running her PR agency, WordStorm PR, since the year 2000. And prior to this, she worked as a producer for Channel 9's A Current Affair, where, now this is quite amusing, she learnt how not to do PR. Monica's passionate about educating businesses how to use the media's thirst for content to their advantage. Monica has also worked with hundreds of businesses with a specialty on entrepreneurs, disruptors, and the not-for-profit sector. Monica increases their credibility, trust, and bottom line by putting their brand in the media spotlight. And she and her team have worked with brands such as Dilma Tea, Sumo Salad, Just Cuts, Muffin Break, Juicy Campervans, Lindt Chocolates, and Relationships Australia. Now that sounds pretty interesting, doesn't it? So let's welcome Monica to the show and find out all about her career journey. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Thank you, Jane. I'm really, really pleased to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
When I first met you at one of my LinkedIn local events, I thought, well, this is a fascinating career path. So I think we need to have a little bit of a chat, because so many people are fascinated by public relations.
Yes.
What does it really mean?
Yes.
Marketing, or is it sales?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But before we delve into that, let's find out how you became the woman you are today. So in your early days, what were your early career aspirations?
Okay, thank you for asking. Well, you know, as I progressed through high school, I always thought I want to work in media. Initially, I thought I want to be a journalist. I've always enjoyed writing, and I knew maths was not a skill that was going to take me anywhere in life. So I thought I better focus on English and writing, and I've always been a people person, so the idea of talking to people all day long appealed to me. But I didn't put a lot of focus on the career direction I wanted to go in. I was at school getting okay marks and having a lot of fun. And then when I left school, I actually did a Bachelor of Arts. I wanted to go to do communications initially, But you needed 96 and I got 94.5 or something to go to UTS. So I thought, you know what, I'm gonna do a Bachelor of Arts. And I just worked on a whole range of subjects that really interested me, like French and Indigenous studies and philosophy and theatre and film. And none of that was really vocationally based, but I still thought I wanted to work in media. And that idea was sort of sitting in my head, but not really doing much at that point. After I finished university, like all or a lot of Aussies, I decided to leave for a little while and travel. So after backpacking around Southeast Asia for 6 months, I ended up in London with no money. So I'm sure this is a very familiar story to some of your listeners. So I decided, well, I didn't decide, I sort of had to get a job. And I thought, while I'm getting a job, I might as well get a job in the area that I think I want to work with. And it just so happened that my dad, who has an accountant's business, had a client, an Australian client, who had moved to London to work in a media company. So this company was made up of a few different divisions. There was a fashion and lifestyle documentary series on the bottom floor. There was a PR company on the middle floor and an events division on the top floor. So how exciting for me. Mm. However, what job did I get? Well, with no experience and no knowledge about anything, I got a job hanging up all the lovely warm jackets as people came in because and making, you know, probably pretty bad coffee. But I did not mind because here I was sort of in the area that I want to be. Okay, not quite doing what I wanted to be doing. But what it did do was it gave me the opportunity to make friends with all the people who were working in these areas that I wanted to be working in and just, you know, get to know them a bit. And then after about 3 months of hanging up jackets, I got very lucky because the production assistant from the fashion documentary series that was being made suddenly quit. And they were left in the lurch and I knew they needed someone. And I had become quite friendly with an executive producer. And I literally got down on my knees and begged and pleaded for the role. And just told her I will work 24/7, I'll do anything, I will live in the office if need be, I will do an amazing job, please, please, please hire me. And I remember the day that she said, yep, we're going to give you a go. And I just almost saw my whole future light up in front of me. And it was an incredible experience. There were six of us on the team, so it was a small team. And I was, you know, running down the streets of Notting Hill in London, interviewing the likes of Manolo Blahnik, who's a beautiful shoe designer, for those of you who don't know.
Oh, I'm very jealous.
I had to pinch myself because here I was just a normal Aussie gal and I was sitting in the front rows of London Fashion Week behind, you know, the editor of Vogue with that huge coif on and I was literally oohing and aahing as Kate Moss strutted her stuff down the stage. So what I found was that this team, they took me under their wing and they let me go for it and they gave me opportunities that I just would never have had. And it was absolutely fantastic. So,
what a brilliant start to your career. Yeah. But you know what? What's so interesting is because so many people think that they want to get a specific role once they're into the company, but you've got to work your way up as well.
Well, I just say get your foot in the door, you know, get that foot in the door, whether you are making coffee, whether you are an intern, whether you're, you know, every good job is achieved by giving something and learning. And I know in my business now at WordStorm PR, we use interns all the time and we've hired half of them. Mm. And when we look to employ someone, we don't actually care how high your marks at school or uni were. We want to know what internships have you done? What initiative have you taken to get the experience and to just, you know, soak up some knowledge.
Yeah, that's such valuable advice, because when you're interning, you're actually developing people skills, very strong communication skills. Yeah. People can see your attitude. Yeah. And you know what I really like about your story is that when you were interning and you saw that there was this opportunity for a great role, you were begging and pleading for this role. I will do anything. Yeah. They'd be able to see that you had so much passion for
it.
Yes. So they would have thought, you know what? She has potential. So hire for potential, don't they?
Yeah.
And so it sounds like you were leading quite a glamorous career in the early days.
Well, yeah, it was quite glamorous, amazingly. And I was having a fantastic time. But then what happened was we finished producing this amazing fashion and documentary series called A La Mode, and my visa ran out. So, and I got really sick of London winters. Mm. So I decided I was not going to have another London winter, and I decided to come home to Sydney. And it was at Sydney that I ended up getting a job at Getaway at Channel 9 initially. But Getaway doesn't film over the summer break. It only films for about 8 months of the year. So I thought I could go and get a job in a cafe and come back to Channel 9 at Getaway when it resumed filming. Or why don't I try and get a job at another TV program within Channel 9? So again, I found myself running around the network begging and pleading for a chance. And eventually I was told that I would be given a chance over the summer series to work at A Current Affair. So I wanted to stay at A Current Affair because it's a very fast-paced program, and I learned a lot more there than working at a show like Getaway. Mm. So I knew that I had to make my mark, and I had about 3 months to do it. And how do you make your mark at A Current Affair? You research and produce high-rating shows, high-rating stories. And I remember there was this drug bust that happened that summer where someone came through with lots and lots and lots of illegal substances. And I managed to find the right people to get an interview with them and to create this story. And I think that's what raised the eyebrows of my superiors. Mm. And after the 3 months was over, I was told that I had a permanent job there, which was awesome.
That would have been so exciting. Yeah? You would have met some really interesting people.
Oh, I met very interesting people from Robin Williams to, you know, politicians to everyone in between. I also met some crazy people and worked with some crazy people in the nicest possible way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was only 23 years old, and I was given the opportunity to just learn while doing the job. So it was my job to research stories. So I was being contacted all day long by PR people, marketing managers, business owners, all wanting their story on air. But not really what I felt, what I realized over time, they didn't understand what I needed to get that story on air. And what I needed as a journalist was give me an angle. Don't just tell me how amazing your business is, because that's lovely, but that's not going to make a story. Let me know how it's going to make a difference to our viewers. And why would our viewers switched on and stay tuned in to hear this segment? So after a couple of years, I actually saw an opportunity to create a PR company that understands the media and journalists and what their days are like and how you need to communicate with them in order to get that cut through. And that's when I started WordStorm PR.
Ah, because you were at A Current Affair for about 3.5 years. So that would have given you a lot of time to really get to understand what the pros were, what the cons were, what people were doing right, what people were doing wrong.
So
that must have planted the seed in you.
Yes.
That, you know, I could do this better.
Well, before I left A Current Affair, when I made the decision to leave, I had about 8 months before I left. So I used that as my training, because I'd never worked in a PR agency before. So I didn't actually know from the PR side how they did things. All I knew was that more often than not, when they pitched a story, it wasn't getting cut through. So I wrote a long list of what not to do. And it was a very long list, actually, and we stick to that list today. Things like, you know, firstly, addressing your pitch to an individual within the team, not, you know, sending an email to News at a Current Affair and hoping someone will read that. And keeping your press release to one page, not sending, you know, 10 pages of a detailed, you know, academic paper because that's, it's just not going to work. So I really, in those last few months, tried to get my head around how not to do PR and what my colleagues responded to from PR people and what we didn't respond to and why we didn't respond. And the PR people who would, you know, when would say, no, it's not a story for us, and they would continue to beg and beg and say, yes, it is, and would say, no, it's not. And then that PR person would get blacklisted because they were annoying. So that's the other lesson that I learned, how to sort of tread the line between tenacity and being a pain.
Yeah, because developing relationships is such an important thing in this as well. But valuable advice with regard to writing press releases, because for journalists, really, your time is very limited. Yeah. And you must have very, very tight deadlines. And so if someone's pitching something that's a tome of, say, 4 or 5 pages, it's not going to get read. You've got to have all of those key points right there.
Everything in the first page and usually in the first 2 paragraphs. And the heading's probably the most important thing. So,
So with regard to transitioning from employment into entrepreneurship and running your own business, that would have felt quite daunting too. How did you feel about
that? Yes, that was very daunting. So I grew up in a family where my dad has run his own business since I was 2. So I think I sort of absorbed some of it by osmosis. But I'd never studied business studies. I'd never done any kind of study as to how to run a business. So I literally had no idea what I was doing. So I started by becoming a mentee in this amazing mentor program. And I am still in contact with some of the mentees today who have now been in business for over 20 years. And they matched me up with a mentor, and this mentor volunteers their time. And I was so lucky because I was matched up with a business coach. And gosh, did I need her. So she really helped me kind of wrap my head around systems and procedures, because I really didn't know. All I knew was that I needed to go and get a client who would pay for my services. And I remember one day sort of sitting in a cafe feeling pretty despondent because I didn't have any clients and I didn't know how I was going to get any clients. And I was leafing through this magazine in this health food shop, and there was an ad for Bondi wheatgrass juice. And I looked at that ad and I thought, I'm pretty sure the media would love the story of wheatgrass juice. It was all the rage at the time. It's quirky, it's different, it's the health thing. And this lady obviously needs exposure or she wouldn't be paying for an ad. So I had a bit of an aha moment and went back to my home office and sent her an email, because her details were in the ad, and just said, look, I can see that you want exposure. Have you ever thought about, you know, contacting the media to get stories on TV and, you know, actual articles written about you and your product? And she wrote straight back saying, I'm interested. So I was quite shocked, but I was like, fantastic. And I had a meeting with her and she hired me, and I had no confidence in how to charge her. So I pretty much said, what do you want to pay? And she said, how about $500 a month? And I said, fantastic. And that campaign actually was, to this day, one of the most successful campaigns I've ever worked on. It was in TV. It was feature articles in Body and Soul. It was in every glossy magazine that you pick up. She was in every business story. I mean, I earned my money. however, what it did was it gave me that confidence that even though I've never worked in PR, I can do this. I can put those principles into action and I can do that. And her business transformed. She went from growing wheatgrass in her little garden in Bellevue Hill to having to rent a huge farm where she still produces and sells wheatgrass to lots and lots of retailers throughout Australia.
That's what a wonderful story. Your very first client, and just through your brilliant PR strategies, even in the early days, you were able to make such a difference to her business. I think that is the power of PR, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
People don't understand really what public relations is. Yeah. So how about educate our listeners on the difference between PR, marketing and sales?
Okay, sure. So the way I like to explain it is, if you think about marketing, marketing is a wheel. And like all wheels, it has different spokes of the wheel. And each spoke is a different marketing tactic. So one of those tactics is PR. And the way I'm talking about PR now is primarily media relations. Getting your product into the media without paying for the media. How does this happen? Journalists are looking for content that will add value to their audience. So if you can take something from your business and give it to them in such a way that it will add value to their audience, they want to run it and you don't pay them anything. So that's what we do each and every day. We're working with TV producers, radio, online news sites like news.com.au, Huffington Post and Mamma Mia, magazines, newspapers, and we also work with influencers to get our client's story out. We're passionate about magnifying the message of our clients who are entrepreneurial-driven businesses and not-for-profits who are making a positive change in the world. So what are you buying when you engage in a PR campaign? What you're buying is increased credibility for your brand and increased trust, and an increased perception of what your brand is all about. And what does this lead to? It leads to doors opening, new opportunities, leads coming in, and inevitably the growth of your business. It leads to you being seen as the thought leader in your space. It leads to you being the one asked to speak at conferences because you're the one that's in the media all the time, stamping your ground as a thought leader. So imagine you're working in a competitive industry, and nowadays most industries are very competitive. And you're the one, how are you going to stand out from the crowd? Well, if you're the one that's being interviewed in the media about your particular topic, then that is an amazing way to stand out from the crowd. And then what I say is, it's not just about the article that comes out that day. It's about how you use that article. So whether it's a TV story or a feature article in the AFR or even a little write-up in your local paper, get that article and flog it for all it's worth through your social media channels, through your Facebook advertising. A lot of you have probably seen ads on Facebook where they've taken the TV story that they've got, but they've turned that into their ad. And that just gets shared hundreds and thousands of times. I mean, what amazing exposure. Also, incorporate it into your marketing collateral. So when you get a client calling you and asking you about your service, and you might send them a little summary email, include the latest and the best article that's come out about you. Because what happens is, and what research shows, is that the more we see a certain face through our external references, the more we put it up on a pedestal. And you can think for yourself or notice from now the people that you regularly see in the media, if you were to need a service that they had, wouldn't they be the first ones you think of? So that's what sort of PR and more specifically media relations is. And then, you know, there are other aspects of PR like influencer outreach, so getting really good influencers to promote your product or your service, getting people up on stages talking about their topic, getting awards, you know, helping people get awards for their business, and then that's another great angle to pump through the media to increase your or amplify that credibility. So PR is a spoke of marketing that sits really beautifully next to your digital marketing. If you've got a budget and it's that kind of business, your paid advertising, and any other marketing you might be doing.
Yeah, so you really need a combination. But the beauty of PR is that it's free.
Yeah, right? And look, and it's a noisy world out there. You know, we are being bombarded with marketing messages. So Facebook advertising, influencer outreach, LinkedIn videos, and they're all really good, but it's really noisy. But I believe that the media is a platform that helps people transcend above the noise and get their voice heard. And that, I believe, is a very important part of people's marketing mix.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you there. I found that even for my own business as a career coach, by blogging and writing articles, then it generates a lot of notice. And then I get a lot of journalists approaching me saying, can you comment on this?
Yeah.
Comment on that. And so being like a regular blogger on the Huffington Post, and my area is obviously it's employment and recruitment. So blogging on a recruiter's website as well generates so much more traffic back to my own site. And so that's my own, you know, personal PR efforts in a way.
Yeah.
And it seems to work because I notice once you're mentioned in one media platform, then others want you as well. And so I think with the services of a PR company such as yours, you'd be able to amplify it even more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, What we find is that when we're engaged by a client who's done their own PR, you know, they show us that over 6 months they've had a few articles, and that's really great and been good for them. When we do it, it's that on steroids. So, and it's consistent. And that's what helps people build their brand and magnify their message.
Yeah.
And I mean, you might think when you start a business, okay, I've got a budget. Do I put it to advertising or PR? I mean, PR gets you credibility. It's far cheaper. And there's no point doing advertising unless you're doing a proper strategy, which usually involves quite a few zeros at the end of the number.
And also, I believe that if it's organic exposure, you have more credibility than if you're paying for advertisements.
Well, what?
Because you say when you look on Google, for example, and you're doing a search and you get to page one on Google, there are always those ads up at the top.
Yeah.
Myself, I don't know what anyone else does. I never look at the ads.
Yeah,
I go straight to the organic search. Because I'm thinking, well, if they've popped up, they must be pretty good without having to pay for it.
Exactly.
So what's your opinion on
Well, what I often say to people is no one's going to pay to put an ad in that says, we're crap, don't buy our services. So, you know, advertising has its place for repetition and repetition of a brand, definitely has its place if there's a budget for it. But what media relations does is firstly, it gives you more room to educate people about your brand philosophy and to magnify your message. And secondly, people read that article because they're interested in that topic. If you're already getting the people interested in reading that article, you're already halfway there. And then in that article, if you're put up on the pedestal as the thought leader, you're 90% there.
So tell the readers, if they wanted to work with you, how would they approach you?
Well, they can approach me by email. So monica@wordstormpr.com.au. They can call me. I actually answer my own phone line. So people often get shocked when they see the website and they call and I answer. They're like, oh, you answer your own phone. So phone number 02-8272-3200. But check out the website, wordstormpr.com.au. And the other thing I want to mention is that I've now moved into professional speaking. So that's a progression of my career because I feel passionate about educating business owners as you said earlier, how to use the media's thirst for content to their advantage. So I've actually got a website called monicarosenfeld.com, And that focuses on my speaking topics. And those topics are perfect for business conferences, retail or trade conferences, or any conferences targeted to a specific industry, because I can tailor my talk to focus on that particular industry.
Oh, I would imagine you're a very popular speaker as well, because people always need to amplify their own businesses. And So what I'll do, Monica, is I'll have this in my show notes, all of the links to Monica Rosenfeld's business, WordStorm PR, as well as monicarosenfeld.com. I'll have that in all of my show notes on janejacksoncoach.com. So you can just go have a look and click through and get straight to Monica, which would be wonderful. Okay. So Monica, before we go, can you give me your top three tips for PR success?
Absolutely. Okay. The first one is know the journalist that you want to target. So what's your business and what kind of journalists do you want to talk about your business? So who is your audience and what media does that audience consume? That will lead you to the journalist that you want to target, because you'll do research around that media. Secondly, it's all about the angles. And I'll give you two tips for media angles that work really well each and every time. The first one is statistics. Come up with a statistic around your story. So if you're in aged care, find a statistic about baby boomers. If you're in career coaching, find out the statistic about people moving jobs, you know, in this market. Media loves statistics because it makes the story look newsworthy and important. And secondly, case studies is a beautiful angle. So if you have transformed the life of your client or customer through your business, there's nothing more powerful than them sharing that story through the media. And the most common and basic example of this are weight loss stories. Mm. And we've all read a weight loss story. You know, I used to be this, now I'm that, I feel amazing. And how did I do it? This, then, that. And it was Jenny Craig. So instead of Jenny Craig going on and saying, oh, we do amazing things for people, it's the person whose life has been transformed. So whatever business you're in, whether it's a dental practice or career coaching or gym owner, you know, look to your clients who are really happy about the service that you've provided and want to share it to help others.
And I think powerful testimonials, that's what people love to read. And also if they're video testimonials, even better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very valuable tips here, Monica. Yeah. Thank you so much. You definitely know your stuff. So Sydney's PR guru, Monica Rosenfeld from WordStorm PR, thank you so much for your time today. It's been really interesting hearing your career journey from the early days when you were hobnobbing in Notting Hill and interviewing the likes of Vivienne Westwood, all the way through to coming back to Australia and now setting up your own PR business after a career at the A Current Affair at Channel 9. What an interesting career journey. So thanks so much. I hope that we can get you back on the show in about 6 months' time, and you let us know all of the new clients that you're working with, and also your own PR journey too. So thank you so much, Monica.
Pleasure. Thank you
again very soon.
Great. Thank you so much, Jane. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
If you'd like to find out how coaching can help you, visit janejacksoncoach.com, where not only will you be able to listen to other fascinating interviews from professionals who've made amazing career changes, you'll also be able to download some free ebooks and guides on how to manage your career effectively.
You've been listening to Jane Jackson Careers. Sign up to receive regular career advice at janejacksoncoach.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Your Career Podcast, I invite you to check out my Career Success Program at thecareersacademy.online. The Career Success Program is the original program that uniquely provides 24/7 on-demand career support and fortnightly live career coaching sessions to keep you on track to reach your career goals. It is the essential resource for anyone who wants to manage their career effectively, make a career change, and land the job they'll love. Whether you're in exploration mode or seeking a new career direction and need help to make it a reality, the Career Success Program is for you. Not only do you get access to my step-by-step roadmap to navigate your career crossroads, my extensive training library and exclusive members-only discounts and tools, you'll also become part of my supportive community of professionals who will help you with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All this and more makes the Career Success Program the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow their career. Check it out and join me at thecareersacademy.online.